Have you ever watched someone command a room effortlessly, turning strangers into allies and difficult situations into opportunities? That magnetic quality isn't magic. It's smart communication. Lisa B. Marshall discovered this truth the hard way as a young GE management trainee when she realized her communication style was rocking all the other small ships without her awareness. This wake-up call launched her mission to help others master effective communication, eventually reaching millions through her podcast, The Public Speaker, in over 200 countries. Smart Talk isn't just about speaking well. It's about connecting authentically, navigating difficult conversations with grace, and turning everyday interactions into opportunities for meaningful connection. Whether you struggle with difficult conversations or simply want to enhance your persuasive abilities, mastering smart talk provides a competitive edge that transforms ordinary communicators into confident, diplomatic, and successful ones. First impressions form in 1/10 of a second, and even 3-minute interactions can determine a relationship's trajectory. These moments serve as evaluation tools that determine if people want to engage further. The process starts before speaking, with a genuine eye-reaching smile, direct eye contact, and confident posture that conveys trustworthiness. When introducing yourself, tailor it to your audience rather than using a generic script. Think of personal information as concentric circles, intimate details at the center, shareable information in outer rings. Effective introductions create overlap between these circles through common ground. For handshakes, make web-to-web contact, squeeze firmly but appropriately, pump once or twice, and release when the other person's grip loosens. The gift of gab can be developed through 6 steps. First, cultivate a welcoming attitude by focusing on others instead of self-conscious thoughts. Follow Sam Walton's 10-foot rule by greeting anyone within that radius. Second, stay aware of your surroundings and current events for conversation starters. Third, be genuinely curious about others. As Dale Carnegie noted, interest in others builds more friendships than seeking attention for yourself. Fourth, listen for common ground and shared values. Fifth, ask open-ended follow-up questions. Finally, balance questioning with personal stories, as mutual self-disclosure builds relationships through disclosure reciprocity. We all face moments where finding the right words seems impossible. Rather than obsessing over perfect phrasing, focus on authentic listening and natural expression. 5 scenarios often challenge us most: supporting others through hardship, making toasts, attending work parties, introducing others, and writing thank you notes. When someone faces tragedy, showing up matters more than perfect words. Being present and listening provides comfort. Acknowledge their specific loss, offer practical help like meals, and share happy memories when appropriate. Avoid claiming to understand their exact feelings, as grief is deeply personal. For toasts, focus on the honoree's qualities and meaningful stories. Introduce yourself and your connection, share a relevant anecdote, or describe admirable traits, and end with a heartfelt wish. Keep it concise and authentic, maintaining eye contact with the honoree rather than forcing humor. Work parties are professional opportunities, not optional social events. Your presence matters for career growth and relationship building. Approach them strategically. Set specific networking goals, like meeting new colleagues or strengthening particular relationships. Thank you notes strengthen connections and show thoughtfulness. Choose handwritten notes over emails when possible, as they demonstrate genuine appreciation. Include your general thanks, specific details about what you're grateful for, and mention how you'll use a gift or what made the shared experience meaningful. Most people need to hear a message 9 times before acting, yet many avoid follow-up, fearing rejection. Networking requires patience and persistence. It's a marathon, not a sprint. 7 key rules guide effective follow-up. First, offer help before asking favors. Second, add value without expecting immediate returns. Third, follow up promptly, even briefly. Fourth, maintain consistent contact. Fifth, be persistent yet patient. Sixth, advance conversations with engaging questions. Finally, strategically identify and nurture key relationships. Max Smith's success story illustrates this approach. After meeting a Microsoft manager 3 years before graduation, he maintained regular contact every 4 to 6 months, sharing relevant work. In his final year, he increased communication, developed gaming projects, and built a portfolio website. Though no positions were immediately available after graduation, his consistent relationship building led to a job offer 7 months later, surpassing 10,000 other applicants. Business communication aims to affect change, which implies someone needs to do something differently. While failed diplomacy in politics can lead to war, in business, it damages relationships. People are more receptive when they believe you have their best interests at heart. 3 rules govern diplomatic communication. First, don't criticize. It creates defensiveness and resentment. Instead, suggest improvements by offering alternatives. Have you thought about trying this approach? Second, be appreciative, both publicly and privately. Third, see the other person's point of view. As Henry Ford noted, this perspective taking is crucial for success. To implement these rules effectively, understand your colleagues' communication styles. People typically align with one of 4 approaches: scientific, fact-focused, team player, relationship-oriented, spirited, energetic, or results-only, direct. Observe their preferences and adapt your style accordingly. Effective feedback drives growth, yet many managers avoid giving it. Unlike judgmental criticism, restorative feedback is respectful and collaborative. Research shows a 5-to-1 positive to negative feedback ratio, the magic ratio, predicts success in both workplace and marriage. When delivering feedback, start by identifying your goal. For informative feedback, ensure receptivity by asking permission. Would you be interested in some feedback? Focus on controllable, recurring behaviors and describe observable actions rather than personality traits. Use I messages with specific examples, communicate consequences, then allow the recipient to propose their own solution. When receiving criticism, resist immediate reactions. Practice responses in advance and know your stress management techniques, whether turning away, deep breathing, or counting to 11. For email criticism, wait 24 hours before responding. A simple thank you can diffuse tension because it's unexpected. View criticism as growth opportunity rather than attack. Follow gratitude with curiosity. Thanks for letting me know. Can you tell me more so I can understand better? Remember that critics contribute to your development through highlighting changeable behaviors. Positive language demonstrates helpfulness rather than triggering defensiveness. A clear yes carries more weight than lukewarm responses like sure or okay. While yes but negates ideas, yes and builds upon them constructively. Charisma isn't innate. It's a learnable set of behaviors. Research by psychologists Marcio Lasada shows teams thrive with a positive to negative interaction ratio between 3-to-1 and 11-to-1. In this Lasada zone, creativity and productivity flourish. Smart talk is a crucial success factor for influencing others and finding fulfillment. When used authentically, these communication skills create a foundation of integrity that energizes relationships. By valuing others and listening actively, you gain influence across all relationships. Mastering communication isn't about manipulation. It's about creating genuine connections through strategic interaction. The principles of smart talk enable meaningful relationships and professional success, offering the power to transform both your communication and your life.